And happy Friday. It is now April the 19th, Hebrews 6, 9 to 20. Even though we are speaking this way, dearly loved friends, in your case, we are confident of things that are better and that pertain to salvation. For God is not unjust. He will not forget your work and the love you demonstrated for his name by serving the saints and by continuing to serve them. Now, we desire each of you to demonstrate the same diligence for the full assurance of your hope until the end, so that you won't become lazy, but will be imitators of those who inherit the promises through faith and perseverance. For when God made a promise to Abraham, since he had no one greater to swear by, he swore by himself, "I will indeed bless you, and I will greatly multiply you." And so after waiting patiently, Abraham obtained that promise. For people swear by something greater than themselves, and for them a confirming oath ends every dispute, because God wanted to show his unchangeable purpose even more clearly to the heirs of the promise. He guaranteed it with an oath, so that through two unchangeable things in which it is impossible for God to lie, we who have fled for refuge might have strong encouragement to seize the hope set before us. We have this hope as an anchor for the soul, firm and secure. It enters the inner sanctuary behind the curtain. Jesus has entered there on our behalf as a forerunner because he has become a high priest forever, according to the order of Melchizedek. Remaining secure. This is a whole theological topic, folks. The security of our salvation as believers. And as we've made our way through Hebrews, we've seen the writer make the case for God's plan and provision for salvation. God has spoken to us through Christ. Christ is the Son. He's the heir of all things. He's the creator. He's the sustainer. He's the radiance of God's glory. He's the exact expression of God's essence. These are all statements that communicate the deity of Jesus the Christ. Jesus is our King. Jesus is our high priest, our highest priest. God has promised through Jesus the Christ a salvation and abundant life that we can receive from no one else. Now, we are expected to do our part to remain close, to persevere, to press on. We are to abide in his presence. You see, we stay close by giving time to our relationship with God. It's fun to measure our time. See how much we really spend hanging out with God, reading God's word, praying, hanging out with believers. How much time do we spend doing the things of God? See, in James 4:8, we're told to draw near to God and he will draw near to you. Well, here we go. See you tomorrow or next week. See you next week.